Hello, I'm Kevin Davis, physician assistant at MCHC's Knott County Medical Clinic. We offer our patients flexible hours and same-day appointments, even on weekends. Plus, we also do telehealth appointments via your computer or your phone. We invite you to see an MCHC provider for your preventative visit and get your COVID-19 vaccine or booster along with your annual flu shot. MCHC, providing better health for a longer life.
You know the drill with Wes and Brady, sponsored by MCHC, providing better health for a longer life. Brady, I tell you what, it's in that era, man. It's in that season where it's starting to get cold outside. You can feel the cool air. All the leaves are on the ground, and that means one thing. Basketball season is finally here in Kentucky. I'm so excited. You know, we got NBA in full swing. We got college hoops in full swing. My favorite time of the year.
Absolutely. It's the best. And then you got some football sprinkled in.
You sprinkle some football in, although at this point, you know, maybe Sunday and Thursday is about my only football day, maybe some Mondays. Oh, but man, super, super excited that it's basketball season. I'm even more excited about the guest that we have on the show today. Maybe one of the most polished big guys to ever wear blue in Rupp Arena for Kentucky. One of my favorite players to ever watch, on the hardwood here in Lexington, Kentucky. Brady, super excited about who we have on here with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, Dakari Johnson. Dakari, thank you so much for joining us on You Know the Drill.
No problem. No problem. Happy to be here with you guys.
Man, I tell you, I really want to dive in, Dakari, to you, man. It's been so long since I've got to see you. Really excited to hear, but I really want to know, man. So first of all, I know between you and Brady, we're going to hear some shit today that probably, I don't know if I want to hear too. I really want to hear about you, man, growing up basketball. Let's jump right into it, Dakari. What in the world ever got you, obviously, other than being 7 foot tall, whatever got you, to bring you into the love of basketball? What got you started in there?
I think it was just my destiny. You know, my whole family, you know, played. My mom played in college. We laugh and joke around. I kind of ended her career. You know, she got pregnant with me going into her senior year. So, but everybody in my family, my uncle played, you know, so I just grew up around the sport, especially in New York. Just playing basketball outside. And I just think it was destined. And then when I got taller and taller and stuff, you know, my family just kind of didn't necessarily like push me towards it, but I just fell in love with it. I just loved watching it. I was always around it, going to the Knicks games and stuff like that. So I was just around it for the most part. I have a cousin who's maybe 3 years older than me. So when I saw him playing, he went to college at Coppin State, and, you know, I just watching him growing up, you know, I was just always in love with it and just always around it for the most part.
Who in the family was the best? Could anybody take you one-on-one outside?
It's funny because I have a group chat, you know, with my uncles, my cousins, my brother. And, of course, we always talk. I can curse on here?
Oh, yeah.
We always talk shit to each other, so you know, my uncle, you know, up until I was around like high school, they were beating me up and stuff like that. But then the tide started turning. Then they started faking injuries a lot more. But now my brother, you know, he's around 24. You know, he's in the G League now trying to work his way up. And he's always asking me to play one-on-one and stuff. And, you know, and I'm kind of a dad now. I'm chilling. I'm still playing, but if I'm not getting paid for it, I'm not about to just play you one-on-one. But, you know, he's talking mess to me all the time. So we always have those friendly competitions. So my brother, I would say, is probably the closest to me right now.
When, Dakari, when did you realize, like, you were going to be good, like, you were something? Like, when you were like, I can make a life out of this?
You know, I really didn't start thinking about basketball in a business sense until probably like my junior or senior year of high school. Up until then, you know, you got the whole AAU thing. Mm-hmm. We're growing up, you know, I'm just playing. I'm not really focusing on making it into something. But I would say like my sophomore, junior year of high school, when college coaches were coming to watch me and stuff like that, then I'm like, oh, this is like serious. Like, yeah. I start working, you know, go to college, and that's kind of what changed my mindset of it.
So I got to ask, you know, I sit here when we talk about growing up and figuring out when basketball's our thing, I always think back to my glory days from my old ass, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking I can still remember Dakari. And the reason I can remember this is because my amount of dunks as a 6'2" white boy from Eastern Kentucky were very limited, right? So I got to know, I can still remember mine. Do you remember your first in-game dunk?
I do not remember it in-game. I know I was able to dunk 7th, 8th grade, I think. But I don't think it was in a game. It was kind of one of those tip dunks just playing around and stuff like that. But in-game, probably sometime as a freshman, I would say.
Okay.
I do not remember that. How do you know, how does that not, like, I remember when I first like laid it up and touched the backboard.
Like, bro, I was never a dunk. I wasn't a crazy high flyer like that. So
if I dunk, I would probably have it tattooed on my chest.
No, I wasn't no crazy dunker. So I mean, I don't know. I would probably say freshman year of high school is when in game.
See, I can still remember, but like I said, I think it's because mine were limited, right? I think, Dakari, you've had many more dunks than what I had.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, so obviously you said it starts maybe feeling like this could be a business by the time you're a junior or senior. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is something I can make a career off of. It's not just a hobby. So talk us a little bit through that recruitment process. Obviously, you're going to commit to John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats. What got you to that point? First of all, you know, how was the recruiting process? Two, what made you decide Coach Cal and Kentucky is going to be my home?
Well, you know, my mom moved us from New York to Kentucky for 2 years. I went to Sayre Middle School for 2 years. So we already had like a familiarity with Lexington and stuff like that. So when I went back to, you know, the New York, New Jersey area, my freshman year of high school, it always kind of stuck to me. Like I always wanted to go back. So as a sophomore, junior, you know, schools were coming to me. I think my list was Syracuse, Ohio State, Georgetown, Kentucky, and Florida, because I went to high school at Mount Verd. So I always kind of, you know, my point guard at the time was Casey Hill. He committed to Florida. So that was a viable option because we always wanted to, you know, maybe stick together. But I don't know. Once Coach Cal, you know, and Antigua and KP, they kind of, you know, really showed interest. I always stuck to my mind, like Lexington was kind of always my kind of second home because I was there in middle school. So, and just the connection with Coach Cal, you know, he's a real good coach. He's always going to have your back. And they're always going to want the best for you. You know, Brady knows, you know, he was in the gym with us late nights. You know, they're going to push us to the max no matter what. So I think that's what kind of drew me to Kentucky. And obviously I already knew, you know, I think in middle school, that's when John Wall and them was there. So I just saw how the program was and how big the sport of basketball was in Kentucky. So I I just wanted that, I would say. Mm-hmm. I wanted that experience and just the love for basketball in Kentucky. It's crazy.
So you said you moved from New York to Kentucky with your mom when you were like in middle school.
Yeah.
What was that like from New York to Kentucky? Were you like, where in the hell am I?
it definitely was a change of pace, you know. And that's what my mom wanted. You know, New York was just hectic, especially growing up as a kid. You know, I wouldn't, now that I have kids, I don't think I would raise my kids kind of in New York. So she just wanted a change of pace for us. And it was different. You know, she had a lot of friends in Lexington already that, you know, helped us a lot. And it was just a different pace, but I wouldn't change it for the world for sure.
I do want to ask, you know, you do get to Kentucky, everything plays out. You knew that was the best opportunity for you. Mm-hmm. You get to Kentucky, Dakari, and you're surrounded by other superstars other than just yourself. Your freshman year, you've got guys like what, Julius Randle, Willie Cauley-Stein, mm-hmm. in the lineup with you at Kentucky. What was that like? Do you feel like that helped you? Did you know at the time that was helping you being around all of these guys? And, you know, knowing that, you know, at times you were not going to get everything that you wanted, you know, as a guy as polished and good as you. How did you feel about that?
No, it definitely was, you know, a change. But, you know, Coach Cal, he told us coming in, you know, we have to share and stuff like that. And now that, you know, I understood at the time, but now I understand it even more as a pro. You're not always going to be, you're rarely likely going to be the top guy on the team. You know, these teams, even in the NBA or overseas, they have their top guys. So you have to learn, you know, what you're best at and play that role, you know, and really sharing for the betterment of the team. So, you know, just learning that and just learning hard work, and nothing's going to be handed to you. I think that's what he preached, and we all learned that. And I think that's why a lot of us, you know, were successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll attest to that too. And I think Cal did a great job of getting the right guys around everybody. Like there, you can't just throw anybody on a team with that to make it all work, right? I think he did a really good job of getting the right guys to make all that work. Cause even the next year we platooned, and that only works with a certain amount of group, but, Dakar, you left out that you had a great person working the pads in the workout. That's a big part. I was telling Wes before we jumped on here, like you were notorious in the post with loose elbows. You would turn your elbow.
Hey, we used to bully you. We used to bully you.
And it wasn't even like it was like you would drill like me and Blake Perkins, two small, skinny, unathletic guys. And they would hit us and abuse us, and then they would talk crap. It's like, bro, at least if you hit us, at least like kind of come on, help us out.
Hey, we was doing that on purpose, especially because me and Brady were such good friends. Yo, every time, yo, I would bully him.
But like,
yeah, I would bully him for sure.
And like early on, like you start to kind of know, like especially early on, like when you're working like a guy out with a pad, like you don't know how Dakari moves yet. You don't know how like Julius moves that. You don't know. And then like over as the season goes, you start to realize like their movements, where to hide, where his elbows are going. But bro, I'm telling you, after a KP workout, like at the last 10 minutes, bro, Dakari is like dogging. And you have no clue where these arms are going. No clue. You're like dodging bullets. You're just like,
oh. Hey, I was trying to get you prepared for the room.
War, bro. It was good. I made it out alive. It was all good.
I'm gonna have to go back and try to find some of this practice footage with Brady and Blake in there with the pads.
But no, it was good.
I never
actually had to get on the treadmill though. That's what you guys said.
Oh yeah. Hey, I saw KP the other day. I think they was just in Dallas playing TCU Arkansas. And I saw KP and it brought back so many memories, dog. And now we can laugh about it, but he'll always bring up the fact that like he would make me pass out in workouts.
Bro, that
them workouts were grueling, dog.
That treadmill, man. I had such like a like KP would have you turn that thing up, and I'd be like, I'm sorry, guys. Like here,
but now I know it's just all mental toughness.
It is.
That's
it
all
is.
It was.
If you can make
at
it
at the moment, man. No
so,
joke.
I go back to Kari. I can remember having a conversation with Scott Padgett one time, former Kentucky Wildcat as well. And I remember him talking about a day that he got put on the treadmill. And I remember him saying that I think it was Patino completely forgotten that he was even on the treadmill. He ended up running forever. Do you have a memory? What is the one thing? Do you ever remember doing something that you either got put on the treadmill or you got some kind of punishment in practice that was the worst day ever? Did anything like that happen?
I can't remember specifically. I just know I was always on it. And I always remember, he had a nickname, Big Henry. Yes. That was his nickname for it, Big Henry.
Big Henry.
And like you just knew, like in practice when you messed up or something, you were hopping on it.
Now, Dakari, let me backtrack for a second because I do want to know this. It's interesting about you because even when I was watching you in high school, you were always pretty polished in the post. Like you had post moves, even coming into Kentucky. You had good poise. You had a good feel in the post. And that's kind of rare in college basketball at this point. Like you don't have a lot of good back to the basket post players really anywhere in college basketball.
We just saw that Vandy's new coach literally just listed every player. Have you seen this, Dakari?
No, I haven't seen it.
Vandy's roster. This is not just something he said in a post in a press conference. You go look at their roster. Every player is listed as point guard.
Okay. I haven't seen that.
Hey, don't tell Dakari that, bro. He'd be pulling up.
Man. Hey, I'll be seeing. Yeah, it's probably just everything's different about college now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But Dakari, what did you do? Because we got a lot of high school coaches that listen to this. Like, what did in high school did you work on like post moves pretty religiously? Like, because you, like I said, a big thing what KP worked on, like he was great developing. Like, I mean, he was incredible with the development of our guys. But you also came in too. Like, you had some moves like that. Really, a lot of guys never came in with. How did you develop that in high school?
I think just my high school coach. You know, he's one of the best coaches, Kevin Boyle. Down in Mount Verde, I think he just, with his big guys, the first thing he works on is footwork and then touch. And then that was the main thing that I always did in high school, especially with him, was footwork and touch. So he would just run us through drills, a lot of just cone work, just back to the back, fundamental. Because he had guys like Samuel Dallenberg, Al Harrington, just a lot of his former guys just had basic fundamental, just drop steps, just the basics. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like once you get the basics and the fundamentals down pat, then that's when you can add in the up and unders and the, you know, other fancy, you know, post moves. But, you know, like you said, in today's game, it's a rarity, but you know, it's still needed, I think.
No doubt.
Could you, Dakari, if Cal had given you the green light, could you have knocked that down from outside consistently?
For sure. He just told me when I went to the game, he said his five men are shooting threes. And I'm like, dang. He said, you know, I will be jealous. And I was a little jealous, but I definitely would have been happy. You know, he had us in the dunker spots, you know, posting up a lot. But, you know, you just got to adapt to what the game is today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Dakari, you had two great seasons at the University of Kentucky, especially, you know, that sophomore year of yours. I mean, just an amazing season. And after that, you are going to declare for the NBA draft where you will get picked 48th, I think, right, by the Oklahoma City Thunder. How close were you? Was there anything that was tugging on you a little bit to stay for your third year at Kentucky? How close were you to staying and not declaring for the draft?
I think it was pretty close. I think it was just, you know, one way or the other. I would say 50-50, most likely. You know, I just was at a point that I really wanted to, you know, become a pro. And that was kind of my dream to always be in the NBA. And I kind of wanted to just go for that. But I definitely was close because especially a year we had, well, the 2 years I had, you know, were two great years full of great memories. So, you know, I definitely, you know, it was close.
Well, and it's kind of crazy. And we were going to ask this and it kind of leads us into this. It's like this whole new era of NIL, like this, it probably changes a lot of decisions that the guys even before you made decisions to come back or leave. Cause I do think there's some guys that left, probably come back or.
Oh, 100%. 100%. If NIL was there, I've been there 5 years.
I saw people, I
forgot what game I was watching, but they had the big chains on. I'm like, man,
you got to do, and I think that's where a lot of fans, it's hard as a fan when you hear fans talk, you got to do what's best for your family. And when you have the opportunity to be a pro and make money, you got to take it.
Yeah. Like, cause you never know. You could get hurt. You know, it's such a, and now that I realize like basketball careers are such a small window just to play. It's basically a 10 year career.
Yeah,
basically. So you got to do what you have to do. But I do agree with you on that. You know, I think NIL changed a lot.
Yeah. I don't even want to know. I will say you would be a hustler in NIL. You'd be out there trying to
do it. I would have done anything. And you would have been my handler guy right there.
Man, you would have done everything to make
Can you imagine some of the commercials that Brady would have had you filming?
Anything and everything. I would have been, trust me.
You would have been good. You'd have been a good one. You'd have been good.
So Dakari said, if my junior year, I could have rolled up in the Bentley wearing the chain. Hell yeah, I would have came back for my junior
year. Yo, that's crazy. I saw somebody on the bench. Hey, Brady, do you think Coach Kyle would let us wear big Cuban medallions on the chain? On the bench during the game. Ain't no way.
No, you know what though, he was pretty like, I don't know about the chain, but he really didn't care that much about what y'all would wear. He was pretty like, he was, but
he was lax.
I don't know.
Rare.
Never mind.
Go ahead. It sounded like that was going to be something.
Personally,
good.
Like if I'm making my NIL money, I'm not spending it on a chain. Are you spending money on a chain?
NIL? Chain.
Are you spending money on a chain?
Chain, Lamborghini.
What else are you going to buy as a college dude? I mean, you might as well.
And, you know, unless they teach these kids about, you know, the financial and stuff like that. But, man, like, imagine in college, like, I thought – the money, like, I thought a lot of money was, you know what I'm saying? But they're saying these guys are getting million, like, I don't know realistically what they're getting, but they're saying it's in 200K, over 200K. You know, that's for a college kid?
Yeah.
Or on campus? Like.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're at the point now we're seeing these guys get paid just to do signings and just to do, you know, so, I mean, unreal.
Yeah,
compared to the game before.
I mean, it was just due. You know, I'm a little jealous, but
how your brother at Arkansas, Kamani, which I'm old. I babysat Kamani, which is
yo, how weird is that? Like seeing all
weird.
Those guys.
That's
like,
weird, man. That's weird. But he got a little bit of taste of NIL, didn't he?
Yeah, he got a little bit.
Yeah, but he was involved in like,
yeah, he did a bunch of commercials, a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. So you kind of know what it is then. So,
so while we're on the, I guess, the subject of money and NIL, you know, Dakari, obviously a little bit different in the days of your time back at Kentucky, but I've got to know. So, you're very familiar with Lexington at this point. I know that, you know, you spent some years here and have probably been back since you played at Kentucky. So I got to know, as a college student, as a player, obviously y'all got catered to a lot with food, but did you have a favorite restaurant in Lexington as a college guy? And do you have a favorite restaurant in Lexington now? Now that you've got some money, do you have a favorite restaurant to go back to now if you're ever in Lexington?
Well, I haven't been back to Lexington in like, which I need to go back. But I remember I went back. When was the last, Brady, you were still there, no?
Yeah. You picked me up. Right when you got shipped back out from China from
COVID. Yeah, it was right before COVID. But
yeah,
that was the last time. But Brady, do you remember this? They banned me from Tallyhos. Is that still a thing?
They ban you from Tallyho?
Rock Oliver did.
Why?
Because I was eating there too much. My freshman year. I didn't know that. Yo, and I didn't even know how he knew I was going there.
You got to come back and do the signing or something at Tallyho. Yes.
Is it still there?
They moved.
It's moved twice.
They moved to the Newtown apartment. Like there used to be like a burger spot in this thing, and they moved it to there. Up the street. Across from Cookout.
Tallyho, fire. Oh my God, it's been so long. Indies. A sleeper. I don't know if a lot of people know where Indies is fire.
Indies is great.
Where else?
What was your choice in Indies? When you walk into Indies, what are you getting?
I'm just getting, you know, I think it's like, I forgot. They have those little wings, those spicy wings that are fire. It started Malone? With an M. It was Malone? Like Malone's. I like that place too.
Yeah.
Malone's is good. If I had known this story, I'm not going to lie, we would have tried to have done the podcast from Tallyho with you.
They was open late night.
A milkshake. Oh, you got banned, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, my freshman year, they somehow somebody knew I was going there a lot, and Rock Oliver like kept on questioning me about it, and then I guess I wasn't allowed to go there no more.
That's pretty man.
It's crazy.
Do you have? We see a lot of this in today's game, Dakari. You know, obviously when you played, you had the Louisville rivalry, and some more games. What do you feel like was the biggest rivalry while you were at Kentucky? Was there ever a team that when you were going up against in your 2 years at Kentucky that you were like, this game matters? And how do you feel about those rivalries? How fun does that make college basketball?
It makes it fun. Louisville for sure. You know, that's a given though. I feel like Louisville is the rivalry, you know, the best rivalry in college sports, especially in college basketball. But if that's the obvious one, but if I had to guess like another team that we were always, I'm trying to think of like, what's an SEC team that was like, well, when did we play North Carolina? I know that's not SEC.
We played at North Carolina your freshman year.
And lost. And then then they came my sophomore year. I think that's a big game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know when
we played, it was always like Tennessee was big.
Tennessee was like Florida. Up there. Florida was a big one. Those top, yeah, I would say like Florida, the Tennessees are kind of like whoever's in the top of the SEC. You know, you always have an eye out for them. And I think those were, you know, two big games, the Tennessee and Florida ones for sure.
Did you happen to have a favorite arena or a favorite atmosphere to play in other than Rupp Arena? Was there ever a place that you were like, hell yeah, I can't wait to step on this floor tonight in front of these fans?
I think Florida has a great atmosphere to go in. We always, especially my sophomore year, you know, because we didn't lose a game. So like every game I feel was heightened a little bit. You know, everybody wanted to see us lose. So going into like somebody's arena and then winning, like there's no better feeling, you know, I feel. So, yeah, I would say I like Florida. You know, whatever the crowd is rowdy and stuff like that, we really enjoyed that, especially me.
Well, and in my opinion, one of your best games at Kentucky was in that rivalry game against Louisville. That was 15 points, 6 or 7 rebounds that game. So,
oh yeah, that was a tournament game too.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that was during my freshman year. Like, there's so many memories. Like, that's another thing about college. Like, it creates so many memories that you'll always like remember on the top of your head.
I wish we were Aaron and Andrew were in town about a month ago for the TBT, and we were talking about like, wouldn't you wish there was like a teleport button when after each NCAA tournament game, that we won that year, we could teleport immediately to State Street.
Yeah. Like, I won't
we
lie.
Hop like, we hop in a teleportation device from the game. And just boom, we're on stage.
Like, yeah, Brady. Okay, Brady. Okay, what would you like? I know the second year, that's my sophomore year, was like crazy, but wasn't that like tournament run
amazing?
That was crazy because nobody knew, like, everybody didn't know we were going to be Wichita State,
which and is like, the best game. I think that's probably the best basketball game I've ever seen live, efficient wise.
And then, like, every game was just like crazy,
yeah. That was the most dramatic. We weren't like supposed, it was like, that was a cool run because we had the talent. It was just like a matter of when it was going to click. And it just clicked at the right
time. At the right time. Like, and we were just like every game.
And honestly, dude, I'm like, and it clicked a lot when we put you in the starting lineup. Like, remember we started playing, like it put us in a rotation where a lot of it clicked and we just started freaking rolling, man. And
at the right time, it was great. Like those, like that whole tournament is crazy. Cause last year, I guess when my brother was playing every time, you know, cause he had some good at Arkansas. Like I would always, those games are on YouTube and I would like watch them. And it's the craziest like atmosphere, just Aaron shots. It's crazy.
Yeah. And then I think, and you can probably attest to this too, the following year was just a little bit different in that tournament because it was like, I just felt like we were supposed to win. And it was just a different
feeling. Yeah, it was a different feeling. I know exactly what you were saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was
we
fun.
We were expected to, like, win.
By a lot.
The first year, it was just like, we wasn't even supposed to be there.
Yeah.
So it was, like, different. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. But, and then we should have won that championship game at UConn.
I know. I've both years.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Which we were talking, yeah, and James was in town. We were talking when he just freaking crammed on that guy.
We were this close. Like, oh my God. If we would have won that game, is that the greatest run ever?
Oh, it has to be. It has to be up there at least.
We were 8 seed and we went through Wichita State, who was like, their best team ever. I mean, and
we beat a rival.
We beat Michigan, right?
Yeah. And Wisconsin off of buzzer beaters.
Mm-hmm. Buzzer beaters. And then we would have beat Kimba. No, it wasn't Kimba.
It was Shabazz Napier and Bogart.
Yeah.
Which they were a high seed too, but still.
And then who did we play? Who did we play after Wichita? It was Wichita and
it was Wichita, Louisville, Michigan.
It was insane. Oh, it was Kansas State.
Wichita.
Which Kansas State came back and made that a game at the end.
Yeah. Which nobody talks about the Kansas State game, but yeah, that was we had a tough road.
Man, that was, and that's really been like, I will say this, and I'm a little bit biased because I was involved with that team, but like there really has – Lexington hasn't been that wild about a run of a tournament of basketball since, I would say, that and then the 38-1 team. And then ever since then, we haven't really went on that special run. But a large of it was because of COVID. They – like everything was kind of shut down.
Yeah, like I bet that were you around – on the team during that time, the COVID kind of.
My last year was like the COVID year. So like.
I wonder how that worked that year. Like, was it weird?
Yeah, it was extremely weird. It was weird. It was just, that was, we had talent. It was just, it was kind of like a lot. It was a little bit like your all's 2013, 14 team. We had talent, except it just never really clicked.
And y'all couldn't practice the way y'all wanted to.
Yeah, it never, like, that's kind of how we were expecting it. Cause we had a good team, like, Isaiah Jackson.
Yeah.
Boston, Terrence Clark, all those guys. It's like, it just never, like, it never came together like your all's team did. So,
obviously, hard to replicate those memories and those times in college, Dakar. You spent a little time in the NBA. You've spent a little time overseas. What is that like? Obviously you've spent some time, Brady alluded to it earlier, in China. What's that atmosphere like? Tell us a little bit about basketball over there.
Ooh, it's different. It's different. Just the culture. You know, the love for the game is the same. They really love basketball there. It's crazy. How much they love it. You know, they study it, they watch it. The NBA, they watch, you know, everywhere. They just love the sport. It's just different. You know, it's not bad though. You know, it's a short season. The games are fun. It's great over there, honestly. It's not as bad as you would think.
When do you go back?
So I came back. I was there all summer. So they have two leagues there, the NBL and the CBA. So the NBL is like kind of the summer league there, and the CBA is during this like winter time. So I did the summer thing from May to September. Came back for about a month and a half. I'm probably going to leave the end of November up until the end of March. And then probably take next summer just to, you know, spend some time with the kids. Just chill.
What's your favorite meal over there?
Hot pot. You have to try it.
What
It's
is
not
hot?
hot pot. It's like they have like, it's hard to explain. I don't know if we have something like this. It's like a bowl of like different flavors, and you have your meats and vegetables and stuff, and you can dip it in, cook it. It's not bad. It's not bad. I've
I'm
been over
looking at
there.
a pic right now. It looks pretty damn good just from what I'm seeing.
I've been over there for 6 years, so I kind of got adapted to, you know, stuff there. So I know how to, you know, move around. It's not bad.
No, I'm a picky eater.
I don't know how you would survive. If you're a picky eater, you gotta expand your mind.
If I, my tally-ho order is a plain cheeseburger with fries and a
I
chocolate
mean,
dip.
they got American restaurants there, Italian restaurants. They got everything basically, but it's just a culture change. That's all it is.
So a little bit of adjustment. We'd have to loosen up Brady's taste buds just a little bit.
Just a little bit, just a little bit.
Dakari, any plans? Obviously, you talked earlier about how maybe against little bro, you don't really grind with him anymore on a basketball court. So obviously, the playing days come to an end. Those recovery days are a lot tougher than they used to be. What are the aspirations, man? What's the plans when basketball is over? Obviously, you alluded to being a father now. What's the plans for the cards?
It's crazy because I just talking, my friend came and Brady knows some snacks, and we just thinking, I'm just thinking about like I'm 29 now. Just thinking about like I'm like, I'll do this for 5, 6 more years. And just saying that like is crazy, like coming out of my mouth, like thinking about, you know, when I'm gonna be done and stuff. But you know, just I'm almost done with my degree. I gotta finish that. You know, everybody kind of harps on me to finish that. When I'm done, I have a lot of, you know, business stuff I wanna get into. I don't know if I would do coaching. I think I may. I have a friend who does scouting or who did scouting for the NBA. I probably maybe that's something I would be interested in that, because I like to watch basketball a lot. So I think that was something that would interest me a lot. So just figuring out what I want to do, and just running with it, I think. I don't have a lot of time left. I think people tell me to, you know, start thinking about it now, so when I'm done, I can kind of hop right into it. So just, you know, just finding some, I need to find something that I need, that I have to fall in love with, you know, that I love to do. So I think basketball is something I'm always going to love to watch, be around. So something in basketball for sure.
Absolutely.
Well,
Absolutely.
when is this degree going to be done? I need to.
Are you going to come watch me walk across the stage? You got to.
I'm just trying to
You got
plan
to
when
pull up.
I'm trying to plan when we're going to have your graduation party at Tally
You
Ho.
know, Mike Stone is always, you know, that's my dog too. Mike Stone, he's gonna make sure I get it. So I gotta call him or email him. He just told me whenever I'm ready to finish, just to give him a call, which I did finish, knock some of my classes out a couple years ago while I was in China. But I kind of, once COVID happened, I kind of slowed down a little bit. I'll pick it back up. I don't have much left, so.
I'm just trying to throw you a graduation party, man.
Where at? Where are we going to have it at?
Ollie Ho, bro. I think it's
Say less, say less, say less. I'm going to get it done in like a year. I'm going to pull up.
Nice. Well, Dakari, this is your last opportunity to just give us the best dirt you have on Brady Kennedy while we're here on the show. Best.
Hey, Brady, what's your nickname?
I don't know. I'm scared now.
I'm not going to do that to you.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not going to. No, don't have no. Brady's my dog, man. That's my dog. He's my road dog. We've been through a lot together, so.
You're a good one. I'll lay off you. Even though you've almost killed me a couple times.
Brady.
You were like a baby deer just coming in the post, backing her out, just
Brady, I don't know if you should go too hard on him. It sounds like he's got some retaliation.
He might have more dirt on me than I expected.
I don't have no dirt on Brady. Brady's a good guy, man. He's a stand-up guy. You know, he looked out for me. You know, I was a little freshman in college. He looked out to me, drove me anywhere I wanted to go. You know, did what I asked of him. Came to late night workouts with me. You know, he's my dog, man. Stand-up guy.
We'll take it. We take care of you for life, Dakari. We got you. You do need to bring the kids to a game in Lexington, though. You need to show them.
For sure. Yeah. I'll definitely come back to Lexington. You know,
we got you.
You know, it's crazy to think about. Like, I'll be telling them stories about this is what I used to do. It's crazy. I never wanted to be that guy, but it's coming to that.
It's coming to that. The time is here. But Dakari, man, we appreciate you so much being on the show. It's been great, great hearing from you and hearing your stories. And man, you're welcome back on anytime. Hopefully you can bring home a ring from a championship in China, and we can have you on here to talk about that. So
for sure. How's the team looking this year?
Blue's seen it more than I have. Blue.
Man, it's different, Dakari. I'm not gonna lie, man. You know, it's a lot different.
I've been looking from afar.
Yeah.
You know, the kid Robinson, he played with my brother his freshman year at Arkansas. And he's grown a lot. I've seen he's grown a lot. He's a good player.
You talking about Jackson?
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, and I was going to say, Dakari, if you were on this squad, you'd be firing up the threes, man. I think everybody's got the green light, but man, they were telling me, you know, I was talking to some guys the other day that have had a little bit of insight on Jackson before he came, and they were like, dude can light it up. And
yeah, I remember him, like, when he played with my brother in Arkansas, he didn't play a lot, but he was always a hard worker. Like, that would – like, I would see him, you know, when I saw Kamani, you know, he'll always be in the gym. So I'm just happy for him that, you know, he's going to have a lot of success. But I see he can really shoot, though, for sure.
Yeah. So. Yeah. He's been lighting it up. So you never know, man, the way it's going.
Man.
Be sharp. You might be putting him up when you come back to Lexington, Danny.
Man.
Five-minute shooting, baby.
Oh, no. But out to the 3-point line, he's doing, you know, mid ranges.
Yeah. That was like our conditioning workout, about 10 minutes when they added the band in that. But.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Well, man, like I said, thank you for your time. Thank you for being on here. And man, we really hope to have you back on again and talk.
No problem. Anytime.
Hey, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, man. Good seeing you.
Good seeing you too, my guy.
Good seeing you.
You're still goofy.
Still got hair.
I definitely thought you would be done by now. I'll be off for sure.
He's got a little bit. Don't let him turn around in that chair.
Yeah, I'll have anything back here.
Oh, you know the drill, sponsored by MCHC, providing better health for a longer life. Wes Smith, Brady Kennedy, Dakari Johnson. Until next week.
You know the drill with Wes Smith. Wes Smith. Presented by MCHC.